Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear.
We're a little hyped. We just got done doing Mike's PHNX. Podcast, live cast, whatever it is.
We let the kids stay up.
Kids are up. Dogs barking. It's raining outside. And Arizona men's basketball smacked that ass tonight. They won. Well, they beat Colorado 99-79.
Shelby not even waiting for the first bad word.
Nope. I'm going to try to get
White Claw Shelby.
Three in White Claw Shelby. I only had one.
No F-words, though.
I can't promise that. But
no.
It was amazing. It was not what anybody really expected, though I do think that I said in the preview podcast, I would not be surprised if Arizona did run away and scored much more than we predicted.
Oh, stop. No one thought Arizona would dominate.
But I don't think Arizona, nobody thought Arizona would do that, especially with how many times the announcers went out of their way to mention the last time
2015,
Arizona won at Colorado. And, like, they were undefeated, and they were amazing, and blah, blah, blah. So, Brennan was in attendance, as we all know.
Emoy was there,
as always. So, it was a pretty great night. We're going to break it down a little bit. Before we begin, though, we do have a message from our awesome sponsor, as usual, as I try to figure out which one to read. All right. Our daily spending choices greatly impact our lifestyle, what we can do, where we can go, like catching a big game at McHale Center. Make your plan to enjoy the special moments. At Longview Insurance and Investments, we can help you learn how to make smart financial choices for the future, balancing both work and play. Visit our website at www.longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn more. All right. Exciting. We just kind of came off of a little bit of chaos on Mike's show. It was super fun. And it's all good. It's all good news because Arizona played their best offensive game, maybe top three best game all year, right?
Yes.
Are you going to do this podcast right
now? Yeah. Well, you were cooking.
I was cooking.
I didn't want to stop.
Okay.
Yeah, no questions again because we're dominant. Yeah, you know, it was an interesting conversation. I posted a thread on the message board that's on fire because that's what I do. I post fire threads. I wear fire threads also. and I, wait, everyone's yelling at me about the stupid dog. I'm doing a podcast. God, I don't care what that dog. Bianca, our little dog, is a literal moron. She's the dumbest dog I've ever... I love her. But she's literally... She's so... Plot twist. We have these little steps.
You go up to her bed.
If I move the steps, over like a foot to the left. She can't find them.
She completely freezes and forgets how to get on the bed.
Idiot.
Anyway, she just did something really dumb. Sorry for interrupting.
God. I posted on the thread. It's between this game, Duke, or I'm sorry, at Duke, at Colorado, at Oregon, or home versus Wisconsin for the most complete games. I don't like Wisconsin, so to me, like, it's whatever. But I would say overall, Tommy's dancing.
Wow. Tommy's feeling it. Wow.
I'm probably going to get fined $4 million for using
it. No, if you do it under 8 seconds, you're fine.
That's what she said. All right. Okay. okay. But yeah, for the most complete games, I don't know if this is the worst podcast ever. I don't know if this is the most complete game, only because there are a few, but it was obviously up there. It was really, really good. I think the thing that impressed me the most is a lot of times, Shelby, you're on the road and the visiting team gets up, but you kind of know that the home team is going to come back. Like, even when Arizona was playing Stanford at McHale and Stanford jumped to that huge lead, you kind of knew that Arizona would make a run back. That did not happen. Like, I think 12-14 at the end of the game when Colorado wasn't going to win anyway, that was the Colorado run, I guess you could say. But the fact that you go on the road and Colorado led for 2 minutes and 29 seconds,
mm-hmm.
that 8-2, right? Yep. And after that 8-2, after Arizona took the lead, they never looked back. There was one lead change in the entire game, and Arizona led for over 35 minutes. That is not easy to do on the road. And kind of taking a bigger perspective overall, these are two teams that hadn't lost at home this season, and Arizona won both. Like this, and I said this before, to me, when you'll see all the bracketology come out, and I realize there's still multiple, I mean, there's still a month left in the regular season, you're going to see Arizona as a one seed.
No question.
When you look at them, they're 7-3 in quad one wins. They have one bad loss, but by metrics, everyone has one bad loss. They're going to be fine. Like they're going to be a one seed. But to be able to go into Colorado and do what they did, you know, sometimes it's as simple as we are better than you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Like I've said before, this was very clearly Arizona again for the second time this season. And to be fair, the first time they were missing guys and all that. But this was a very clear, there is nothing you can do. We are better than you. You cannot guard us, and we're going to show you.
Yeah. It definitely was surprising in so much as that everything was clicking. It was a very unselfish game as far as, you know, if you look at the box score, you know, Caleb Love finished with 19, Pella finished with 18, and everyone, you know, teens, you know, nobody went over 20, and that's okay. But there, the ball movement, there was a couple of plays in particular where, like, Pella could have taken the shot or Kylan could have taken the shot. They had clear, open moments, and they gave it to Caleb.
And I will say this. The assist numbers aren't that high, 14 assists on 36 buckets, but that's kind of fool's it's not fool's goal, but it's kind of fake because what was going on was Colorado couldn't guard Arizona off the dribble, so Arizona didn't need the assist because they were just scoring
at will.
I mean, Arizona had 44 points in the paint. So, I mean, 44 points in the paint and 17 at the line. And, you know, we talk about the offense, but I know Colorado shot 48% from the field, but 5 of 17 from 3. And the majority of the points, I mean, 22 points from the line, and they had 12 points off turnovers. So they had 34 of their 79 points off the line or off Arizona turnovers. Arizona, meanwhile, had 23 points off 16 Colorado turnovers. Colorado's a good rebounding team. Arizona out-rebounded them, only allowed 9 offensive boards. Arizona had 12 for 23 points. The bench outplayed Colorado, which I thought would be a pretty big edge. What's crazy is Colorado actually had more fast break points than Arizona. But Arizona had better numbers across the board. But I thought the defense, a lot of times what has happened this season, I shouldn't say a lot, multiple times what has happened this season is the opposing team isn't a great three-point shooting team or doesn't shoot a lot of them, and then they'll get hot. If you remember what I said with Colorado, I want to bring up the stats here, Shelby, because I need to be accuratato. What I had said about Colorado is that while they don't take a ton of threes, they're actually very good at it. You know, going into the game, they were actually top 10. They dropped down to 11th. So they shoot 38.7% after this game from three. They just don't shoot a lot. They shot 5 of 17, which is not good. Nope. So had they shot their normal 40%, you're talking, you know, what? I don't know. 8 of 17 from three. I mean, they didn't. Like, and a couple of the threes they made were at the end. And I just thought that Arizona defensively, you know, the key was we looked at, you know, numerous players, right? We said, okay, Cody Williams is a tough matchup. Arizona ate Cody Williams up. 8 points, 5 turnovers, 4 fouls. He was a complete and utter non-factor. Okay, KJ Simpson, you know he's going to get his, but hopefully it won't be very efficient. He was 5 of 14, and he made his last two shots at the end, so the line looked better, 7 of 16, right? And then you say, okay, the third guy, Tristan Da Silva, he's good, but he's not a good rebounder. So, you know, they didn't have that third guy that went off. Hadley went to the line 8 times. Hammond had 9. But we'll kind of get, you know, defensively, Eddie Lampkin did nothing. You and Shelby had some very choice words for my friend Eddie.
I was screaming.
I think Eddie's greatest career moment came in that TCU game, which they still lost against Arizona because Umar owns him. I mean, he was a complete non-factor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Like, complete non-factor. 4 points and 3 rebounds in 20 minutes. Did absolutely nothing tonight, whereas Umar ended him. Just overall, like, it's not one of those games, and I've said it before, like, what, if you complain about something this game, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it was it perfect?
No.
It was damn close. It really was. It was damn close.
There's a couple sloppy turnovers, just, like, yeah, ridiculous.
I will say, like, there's a couple plays where, you know, and I was going to get to when we did an individual, but, like, Krivas, for instance, looked open until you realize there were four dudes around him. And Pelle gives him the ball, and then Krivas turns it over. It's like, well, of course he turned it over. What do you want the guy to do? And so there were a couple sequences where they were sloppy, but they only had 9 turnovers on the road. And in the second half, Shelby, they had 3 turnovers.
Yeah,
3 turnovers in a second half on the road is pretty damn impressive. And I say that Colorado can't guard Arizona. They're on KenPom, like, they're a pretty good defensive team. They're not off on. Arizona just whooped that ass.
Had the secret sauce, as it were. And, you know, they just knew how to beat Colorado twice this season.
And this was a big game because, like, even if Arizona lost, they would have been a half game up or whatever against Washington State. I want to shout out Washington State. All of a sudden, that game, like Arizona only has the game against ASU this week. That game against Washington State the week after, I believe it is all of a sudden.
Big deal.
Big deal. Because you got to assume, if I don't want to say, you know, crazier things have happened, but Arizona doesn't have many road games left. And so you take a look and, you know, we're talking, if Arizona does what they're supposed to do, there's a chance they're two games up in the standings and the conference race is
kind of done.
Kind of theirs at that point.
We're not going to speculate too much about that. We don't want to get too far ahead. We're just going to enjoy this game. Also, just despite the reffing, too. I'm not going to say Arizona won because of, you know, the refs, but like, or I would say Colorado lost because of the refs. I'm sure their players and their fans think that. But some terrible calling tonight. I'm surprised that Tommy didn't get a T a couple of times. We did have that tee at one point, but it was very, it got a little chippy and it got a little mouthy. Like, you know, Colorado does play dirty and, you know, who got smacked in the face near that? Conrad got smacked in the face or in the ear, actually. It was pretty gross. So he got, to the line there with that tech. But it was awesome. I mean, anytime you can go into Colorado and they think they're hot shit and you can beat them like that, it's amazing. I don't remember who it was. Someone said that they hated Colorado as much as I hate UCLA on Twitter. I'll have to go back and look at who it is. But I agree with that sentiment to a degree. Colorado's always been problematic.
I just think Colorado complains a lot. So
it's... Yeah, they're a little whiny. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. But yeah, it was awesome. And then, you know, sweep in the mountain schools totally. Even ASU beat, obviously we mentioned it earlier on Mike's show, but ASU beating Utah was completely because Arizona just left Utah decrepit after that triple overtime. Which, by the way, I thought in the first half, Colorado, I was watching Tristan Da Silva in particular, he was sweating like bullets in the first half. And like all of them, their body language, they were tired the second half. Arizona was still going. And, you know, Tommy put in our bench at one point, and obviously we put in Conrad and Philly B, but Arizona looked good, especially considering they did play that triple overtime. So I'm pleasantly surprised that on the road at that altitude, they were able to maintain that high-level athleticism. I know that we have a great training team and strength and conditioning team for football and for basketball, but you could really see that tonight, and that is going to serve them well in the conference tournament, but obviously also at the big dance, hopefully, as it were. I'm just going to keep talking.
I'm just letting you cook, dog.
You're on your phone.
I'm letting you cook. What's the big deal?
Anyway, I'm done saying it.
All right. We want to do our player breakdown?
Our player breakdown. I'd love to.
Not a player.
A player. A player.
Not a player.
We, for some reason, have Shania Twain's, a Shania Twain song in our head tonight. And I can't get it out of my head. So we may erupt in spontaneous song at some point. Just giving you a heads up. Okay, so go ahead, player.
Caleb Love.
Shout out.
We'll start with Caleb Love. We're just kind of go through the line like we always do, a little short. 6-15. He was kind of going at it with KJ Simpson.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't have a
ball. Hallie got in there, and it was weird. And like, there's certain guys where when you're not as good as them, you don't want to poke the bear, is what I called
poke
it on Twitter.
Poke the bear.
And they poked the bear, and Caleb Love responded very quickly with a couple big shots. 6-15 is an outstanding whatever, though. 4-6 from three, made his free throws. I have no problem with him tonight. Pella Larsson is probably going to challenge for Pac-12.
My Pella.
Player of the week.
My Swedish fish.
I haven't looked at anything else, but 18 points, 4 rebounds, played very well.
Thank you to Armando Duarte for the graphic that I posted on Twitter. That came from him.
Conley Boswell. What a fantastic
Kylan, where have you been?
We said it again. We'll probably say it every single podcast at this point. Arizona is significantly better when Kylan Boswell plays well.
Yes, incredibly.
Right. 15 points, was aggressive in his shot with the 12 shots from the field, 3 of 8 from 3, which is perfectly fine. Really nice game from Boswell, and I thought that this was probably his best defensive game of the season as well. He guarded KJ quite a bit in this game. Really like his game overall.
And one thing I want to give Kylan credit for more than anybody else that I saw tonight is, you know, I always say pesky Pella. Pella will always get his, But Kylan was really, really pesky and annoying. He was able to get his hands in. He slapped
like a wife.
Yeah, like exactly. He's already auditioning. Basically being able to get the ball out of people's hands just like with a really quick reach in. It was just very slick, and you know, he had a high basketball IQ tonight on defense, which was really, really good to see.
I have a high IQ.
Really?
Washington,
would you say
fans,
it like that?
Washington,
I don't know.
Fans don't think so. But
Washington fans, by the way, we gotta stop us. Washington fans are infuriated with Jason for reporting the truth about Jed Fish today.
What's also funny is, just a side note, if you know what's going on, if you don't, whatever, is Washington fans had told me that he wasn't even in Cabo. And
then he tweets a picture with Amber.
No, and then there's a picture that someone just tweeted at me of literally Jed Fish in Cabo.
Yeah.
But he was wearing Washington gear, so it's fine.
It's okay. Don't worry, Washington fans. He's repping Washington while he's interviewing for the UCLA job in Cabo, which we, you know, said that he was in Cabo and you didn't believe us, but whatever. Anyway.
Umar, my guy Umar, 16 and 13, ate his lunch.
Yeah, he did.
Eddie Lampkin's lunch.
Eddie Lampkin is now buried.
Yes. But what? Married.
Buried.
Oh, I thought you said he's married. I was like, what? That's not what I don't know what that means.
You need to get off your phone and listen to
Mike
your wife, sir.
Texting me.
Mike, stop texting
Umar,
Jason.
And you know what actually might be most impressive about Umar is he played 45 minutes the other night. He played 27 minutes tonight.
It's awesome.
Big dude. Played well. Really liked the way he played.
Strength and conditioning, man.
Keyshawn, 19 minutes because of foul trouble. He did have 7 rebounds in 19 minutes. He shot the bell fine. I'm good. Jaden Bradley, this might have been the best game of the year.
Yeah.
Was a complete...
He's going to be a superstar.
I don't know what I'll just... He was a complete asshole on defense, right? I mean, he just was. He had 3 steals, didn't turn the ball over, 14 points. It almost felt like all those were in transition. Really liked the way he played overall. KJ Lewis, this was his freshman moment.
Well, and the thing that's funny is in the preview, you had said you thought that...
I thought he was going to play a huge role.
It was going to be his huge game.
You know, fresh legs, and I think Arizona wanted him to play more. But fouled out in 8 minutes. He was the only guy on all of Arizona. And I don't like plus minus, but he was the only guy in Arizona with a minus.
I will say again, going back to the refs, at least 2 of his fouls were bullshit. Like he did nothing. Like and a lot of our fouls. And the fouling, at the end of the game, Arizona had more than Colorado.
Well, the foul, look, but I tweeted this before the game. Like, the foul crew was bad.
They were
like,
bad, and they were not. They were not fair, and they were not consistent. And that's what... is infuriating.
Yeah, they were just bad. It's just a bad crew. It's a really strangely bad crew. Not highly, and I get my ref ratings from Ken Palm, and I know a lot of them just based on watching Arizona basketball, but one of them I didn't know, which is always a bad sign when you have to look up Ryan Holmes. I had no idea who that was, but Michael Irving, I can't stand. Anyone that likes Sean Miller can't stand Michael Irving, but yeah. Krivis was fine. 8 points in 9 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, look, people are like, why didn't he get more minutes? Where are they coming from? Like, Umar was absolutely fantastic. Umar went 6 of 8 from the line, too.
Right. So. If Umar is hot and he's playing well and he doesn't need a break because obviously his conditioning has leveled up recently, then you're not going to see Krivis. This was a good game for Krivis, though, versus Utah because he's able to get in under the basket. He can handle that smaller lineup of Colorado's a little bit better than having, you know, like, getting swarmed by big men is... I like that sounds bad, but you know, it's not Krivis's forte as Balo can do that much better. So
also my MVP of the night, Shelby,
is your boy.
Was Conrad Martinez. The Spanish fly.
The Spanish fly.
Is that good? That's not a
nickname. No, I don't think we should say that. That's not a work on the nickname.
What is Spanish fly is bad, right?
It's the date rape drug, isn't it?
Holy shit, Shelby.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, it's not.
I thought it was. Or is it just like a... Isn't it something you put in someone's drink?
The slang Spanish fly is... Yeah, no, that was good. It's gets women in a nice mood. It gives men, you know...
I thought it was something you put in people's drinks.
Okay, well, we're...
Which is why we're not calling him that.
Shelby and I are now looking for a job. Email me at... Good Lord. 4 points, played good defense. I wish he would have made the free throw at the end to give Arizona a hundy.
A straight hundy, baby. But
look, man, it's a good weekend to be an Arizona fan. I did think the vibe. I'm not going to pretend like I thought Arizona was winning this game. But the vibe I got, you know, I did say on the podcast the other night, was it's starting to feel like the Oregon game. Arizona's not favored. You wonder what's going on. All that. But overall, they played great. Shelby's happy, so I'm happy.
I'm elated because you can't really ask for a better weekend, especially how trepidatious we were going into the Utah game. I just bust out a big word there. We basically, you know, said that we thought this was going to be a split weekend. We would have been happy with the split. And, you know, Tommy Lloyd said, nope, we're going to go in and whoop that ass. How many cuss words was that? I don't know if ass is really that bad of a word to say on like ass a podcast. Ass is fine. I've said it like 6 times, right? Mm-hmm. That's not bad. There was something else that I wanted to shout out, but I can't remember. Oh, yeah. Just kind of like around Arizona athletics, but shout out to the Arizona women's softball team. They won their first game. I think they got rained out the second game yesterday.
They won
and
today.
Then they won today. They had a walk-off or something. I think it was a walk-off. I tweeted it, but we was kind of trying to keep an eye out on what all the other athletic department, you know, sports are doing. I think swimming and diving, we drove through U of A today. Swimming and diving had a big meet today as well. So if you guys are not following any of the other departments, you really should. You know, Arizona students are doing awesome things, not just basketball and football. And if the very least you can do is follow Arizona Athletics, because that way you can just kind of get a little sampling of all of it. So there you go. And for anybody that's asking, we are doing another mug run. If you want a Wildcat Scoop mug, you can always message me at Ms. Shelby K on the Twitter X thing and or whatever, you know. Whatever.
Twatter.
Jason refuses to call it X. You just call it Twitter.
Twitter. Twatter.
It's always fun to thwart Elon Musk however you can.
I love everyone.
We love everyone.
I'm a man of
peace. We love Washington fans.
I'm a man of peace. I think it's people need to realize that I come in peace.
Of the time too, people don't realize that he's really being sarcastic. He's not just a straight reporter.
I will say Jed Fish still interviewed for UCLA, so whatever.
Yeah, he did. That was a fact.
That's not me making that up.
But, you know, he is an Arizona reporter, and he is a personality.
As Tommy Lloyd said, we ain't going nowhere. Shelby's going to buy more White Claws. She's going tonight.
I don't need to buy White Claws. I got a whole case for Christmas. I'm still drinking.
Well, Shelby, I'll say one thing.
Where's the mug?
Also, wherever you are,
you're just gonna do it.
Whatever you're doing, whether they call you the Spanish Fly, the Mini Mamba, or in my case, Washington fans asshole and things like that,
or the Swedish Fish. The best part about being a woman. I told you we had that song in our head.
Shelby, what can you always do?
No matter where you are, or what you do. You can always bear down.
Shelby, get your Super Bowl pick in. Let's go.
Well, obviously,
Swift Amelia.
I'm going with the Chiefs because I've rooted for the Chiefs casually for years. Sorry, 49ers fan. I'm sorry. We have a couple good friends that are 49ers fans.
Yeah, I don't care about friends. I'm going for the Chiefs. I don't really care who wins, though.
All right. Perfect.
You're perfect.
Bear down.
Come here right now.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.